stand by for action.
Greenville, I am on a battle station.
Anything can happen in the next hour.
Welcome to episode 494 of the Paranoid Squirrel Rock Show. My name's Armitage, and over the course of the next hour, I'll be playing you music that you should hear on the radio, but don't.
I like your big decisions, but I love the way you change your mind. I like your strength of vision, but I love the way the love is blind. I like that you got bigger balls and almost all of special forces. And I need you leading me like you and Falls need horses. So
The Wild Hearts and So Into You, one of the songs that Ginger played at his rearranged birthday bash that was rechristened the Ginger Wild Hearts Show on the 1st of this month. I have to say, upon leaving the gig, I felt disappointed. A view shared not only by myself. Joining in a conversation while tasting a leek isn't very British. However, I felt I had to say to the guy standing next to me, I'm glad I'm not the only one. No pun intended, when he said that he didn't feel it either. Stop it at the back. Continuing the conversation outside, I found it hard to put my finger on why. I did find support acts, Dirtbox Disco, and Heck not my cup of tea, and spent the whole of Heck set with the squirrel trying to escape their racket. Tropical Contact and Scaramander 6, on the other hand, top draw stuff. But I do appreciate Ginger throwing in a curveball left of field band, as it's always good to mix things up. For me, it just didn't work this time around. Maybe it was the venue. Although I've seen Ginger forward stroke at the Wild Hearts at the Forum in Kentish Town many times before, it wasn't exactly rammed. Maybe three quarters full downstairs with only the front two rows taken up in the balcony. Would a move to the garage have been better, as I thought the atmosphere at times was lacking. Ginger had to make gestures when the band left the stage to get people to cheer for the encore, but it could have been we were just caught off guard. Ginger looked like he was having a great time, as was his band, that comprised of John Paul, Denzel, Chris Callis, Jace Edwards and Givi. So obviously that wasn't the issue. Having a very large back catalogue is always going to leave some people disappointed that their favourite song wasn't played. Well, the guy next to you could be as latest as his was. I wanted Yeah, Yeah, Yeah and 29 Times the Pain. But that, as I said, is me. I think for the disappointed, it was because it wasn't the revolving guest lineup that we're accustomed to for a birthday bash. I know this was never billed as such. But the only other time I felt dissatisfied with a birthday bash was, I think, the one that he did at the Islington Academy, where the only guest musicians joining Ginger was the support act, the Cribs. Having said that, for everyone who wasn't disappointed, and reading the posts on Facebook, there were loads, I think they took it for just what it was, expecting great songs performed by a great band, and for them, that's exactly what they got. Here's the Role Models, and this eventually leads nowhere. Into a Role Model's main man, Rich Rags, at the Ginger Kick. Man, that guy is so enthusiastic. I asked him how Forest Lawn was coming along, and he couldn't finish a sentence before starting another one on how this was amazing, how that was incredible, with a look of shock, wonderment and bemusement all at the same time. I bet Blue Smarties and Full Fat Coke are banned in Rich's household. If you still feel the urge to pre-order Forest Lawn via Pledge Music, you can, with about 50 odd days left to go. On the other hand, you've now left it too late to get hold of the pledge version of the UK Subs 26th and final album, Zizo. So just to rub salt into your wound, I'm going to play you the first track to be made available to non-pledgers. The track in question is A Polarisation, and will swiftly be followed by You're Not Alone from the Sub's Diminished Responsibility album, featuring Captain Sensible on keyboards, a fact forgotten by both Captain and Charlie until they did a quick web search after Captain heard the track on an old Peel show tape and wondered who the miscreant keyboard player was.
Just collapse. We're falling apart.
as we are in crowdfunding mode, Chris Muzak and the Viviro Wave Riders Brigitte album that I thought originally was only available in Europe on vinyl, but I've not been able to hunt one down, has, thanks to the barman at I-94, raised enough capital for it to be made into ones and zeros. As I speak, the CD is making its way over from the lounge down under to my doormat. However, in this day of an age of impatientness, a code was emailed to those who helped fund the project so we could instantly download said album, which I obviously did, to wit, I'm going to play from a track from it. Well, I'll be rude not to. This is Animal. Who didn't pledge for it, fear not, you can order the CD or download it from the I-94 Bar Band Cam site. The final pledge band this week comes courtesy of the Last Great Dreamers, who, like the Role Models, have about 50 days left you to purloin some serious booty. The album is as yet unnamed, unless I've missed something in a small print. Anywho, One of the songs slated to appear is Glitterball Apocalypse, which sounds remarkably like this.
Turning red, don't wanna walk the heartbreak zone. It chills my bones. I'll stay in my bed. Do you ever get the feeling it's the end when everybody's messed up or they're dead? Like Glitterball Apocalyptic Friends. Kathy says she's seen the lights. They've all conspired.
Forget you can catch The Last Great Dreamers supporting Tiger Tales during the rest of this month. Check press and Facebook for details. Now, at the end of last week's show, I said that if you were in a band or knew of a band, you should get in touch. No sooner than those words were spoken, I got a Facebook message from Dag Hansen, vocalist and bassist with A Capital Threat, who actually share drummer Martin Carlson with Belleville Compression, who I played on last week's show. The band describe themselves as melodic, sustainable punk rock made in Sweden! Exclamation mark. A Capital Threat only seem to have one track out at the moment in the shape and form of Planned Obsolescence. But what a great song. Don't tell anyone, but I prefer A Capital Threat over Belleville Compression.
I'm gonna tell you a story, my friend. Please do me a favor and listen to the end. Someone came up with an idea in the past. Now things that we buy are built to last. Attempting to end the depression, resulting in that I got depressed. I hope that you learned your lesson, because the endless economic blow
band I know next to nothing about is Western Machine. A few things I do know about them is that they come from Paris, and their debut album, From Lafayette to Sin City, which is out on Bullet Records, that's Bullet with an I, is rather good in a Stooges kind of way. So without further ado, here's Western Machine, and You're Hot.
Come on, Mr. Warren. I just want you to show me how and where and when to do whatever. I just want you to teach me. Well, I always wondered if I'm supposed to take off my own panties or if I should let a guy do it for me. Well, in this case, I choose to let you take him off.
Teasing me, you're hurting me, you're sexy, you're hot, you're sexy, you're hot, you're feeling me, you're loving me, you're sexy, you're hot, you're sexy, you're hot. You're teasing me, you're kicking me, you're sexy, you're hot, you're sexy, you're hot. Me. You're healing me, you're sexy, you're hot, you're sexy, you're hot.
A band that seems to change musical direction with every release are The Mutants, that feature core members of Chris Constantinou, Paul Frazier and Mr. Rat Scabies. Their debut album, Rhythm and Punk Review, had such musical luminaries as Wilco Johnson, Wayne Kramer, Charlie Harper, TV Smith, Neville Staple, Knox and Becky Bondage guesting, and the album sound pretty much like a subject of the parts. The band's second, Tokyo Nights, saw the trio teaming up with some of the coolest talents in the world of Japanese garage. Guitar Wolf, Mika Hanna from Mika Bomb at 5678, and I previously played the Let's Go collaboration of Hey Ho Fuck You. But this time around, the Mutants have decamped to the Mojave Desert and enlisted Chris Goss, Josh Holm, Jesse Hughes and a couple of bods from the Mojave Lords, who I'll be playing on next week's show, and the Dandy Warhols. I think for me this is going to be the best album of the three. So far, I've only the title track of the album to gauge what's what. And it's only an instrumental. However, I'm loving it, and I can't believe I'm going to have to wait until September for the finished product. So here's Your Desert, My Mind. We'll be right back. Bath 70s inspired reprobates Ulysses have a brand new album out on the 3rd of June called Law and Order via Black Glove Recordings. The band have already a smattering of live dates to coincide with its release, festivals and the like. Nothing in London as yet. Hopefully that will change nearer the 3rd of June we get.
Yeah.
straight after Ulysses and Law and Order. You heard Plague Vendor and Jezebel from their Blood Sweat album, which is out right now. The band are hitting the UK for 3 weeks, which starts tonight. Tonight being the 9th of April, Future and Non-War Rock Radio listeners in Norwich at the Owl Sanctuary. That ends up on the 21st at the Old Blue Last in London. However, I might pop along the day before and see them in the Boiler Room in Guildford. My daughter spent a few days up in Scotland, about an hour's drive from Edinburgh last weekend. She came back to inform me that the husband of the family she stayed with saw AC/DC in 1981, trumping me by a year. She then asked if I'd heard of Neon Trees and 21 Pilots. I hadn't, which surprised her, as she said they were both rock bands. Now, our definition of rock somewhat differs, bearing in mind that yesterday I dropped her and her mate off at the O2 Arena to see 5 Seconds of Summer. Fortunately for me, the Phobics were playing the Bird's Nest around the corner in Deptford. But I guess she started to stroll down the right musical path. A band that's from Edinburgh that she didn't mention, I would have been seriously impressed if she had, are Heavy Drapes. It seems Heavy Drapes first got together about 9 or 10 years ago before imploding, their word not mine, in 2008. Well, they've regrouped to give punk another shot in the arm with a self-released single called Should I Suck or Should I Blow the Cover, of which features a young lady going down on a handgun. They have certainly paid their dues, understanding that even though Iggy and Johnny Thunders had great onstage presence, you need to have the songs to back them up. The band cite the Sex Pistols, the Damned's first album, the Ramones, the MC5 and the aforementioned Iggy Pop and the New York Dolls as influences. If you just so happen to be in East Kilbry this evening, once again being the 9th of April, Future and Non-War Rock Lady listeners, Heavy Drapes along with Reaction, the Sex Pistols, Crime Desk, the Puzzlers and the Red Eyes are at the East Kilbride Arts Centre. I'm looking forward to seeing Heavy Drapes, hopefully in London sometime soon.
I should have sucked, I should have burned. I should have sucked, I should have burned.
up if any of you in Radioland would like a brass knuckle sandwich courtesy of the Mance from their latest album, Do the Dummy, on Deadbeat Records. Look, I can't actually see you. Clues in the word radio. But thanks for partaking. As you know, I like a good power pop tune. The kings in that genre, for me, has to be Cheap Trick. Although, sadly, I keep failing to see them live. One of the biggest could-have-beens was when the band backed John Lennon and Yoko Ono on their comeback album Double Fantasy in 1980. Well, Rick Nielsen and Bunny Carlos, along with Tony Levine on bass, recorded I'm Losing You, only for the powers that be not to take it any further. Obviously, events on the 8th of December put pay to the mooted tour to accompany it. It has been speculated that if Mark Chapman hadn't shot Lennon, the musical direction he would have headed down would have turned him into Chris de Burg. I like to think he would have used Cheap Trick as his touring band. No disrespect to Earl Slick. Anyway, Cheap Trick have just released their 17th album, Bang Zoom Crazy. Hello! Cheap Trick are like the power pop equivalent of AC/DC. You know what you're going to get. No hardcore fan is going to be disappointed. If it ain't broke and it still sounds good, don't fix it. This doesn't always work for every band, but I can't see Cheap Trick ever being accused of being pedestrian. Here's When I Wake Up Tomorrow. think you all should know now my feelings on prog rock. Sitting on the Fence sums me up pretty well. One of the two strangest, or least unexpected, CDs to turn up last week was Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here Symphonic by the London Orion Orchestra. The actual strangest CD I got was by a Chinese artist by the name of Casino Demon and Purple Haze from the Orient. Why Me did spring to mind. As the name implies, the London Orion Orchestra have recorded an orchestral version of Wish You Were Here, but have roped in Alice Cooper, of all people, to handle some of the vocals. Works really well. However, Mrs. A isn't too keen. Alice doesn't do slow songs. I sort of see her point, but it's different, but samey in a bizarre way. Some of it almost sounds like a soundtrack for a classic Disney animation. I'm going to play you the title track so you can make your own mind up.
Thank you.
you're right. Not much orchestration going on there. Two acoustics, Rick Wakeman tinkling the iris, and the aforementioned Mr. Cooper. But I enjoyed it. And I hope you have enjoyed what I played and what you've heard. My name's Armitage. Thanks for tuning in. And until next week, take it easy.